How many of you understand what you've learned so far? So be it. How many of you does this give illumination to? So be it. Now, how many of you have known those people that says, well, I need to change in my relationship? Or I need to change from where I'm living. And so they need to change because their life is uninspiring to them. And so they leave one person and then they're enchanted by someone else's appearance for a while. And they go back, but they get them in the same situation. It's always, remember, everything is always on your agreeable terms. And so after a while, the newness has wore off and you feel you need another change. But you see, you never did change. You could be a satrap and have 100 wives and still not be young. You're not going to change people who move. They, well, I need a change of environment. But when they get there, they can only draw to them what they are agreeable to. And only what is agreeable to is what you think. And if thinking is your constant mode of reflection, then no matter where you move in the world, no matter the different color of skin, no matter the different season, if you have not changed, the scenery will stay the same. How many of you understand that? And then there are people who, the moment they think and lack, they draw people to them of the same constitution and they all agree, and then they realize that they're poorer than church mice, which is pretty darn poor. And then they go into a frenzy. Well, everything's lost. It's a whole associative memory concept. You can leave your husband and find someone else, another husband, another man, but you're only going to get them on your terms. You know, you can never see in anyone, no matter how brilliant they are, beyond your own vision. And your own vision is constituted by what you think. You will never see the beauty in something that it isn't in you. Do you understand? How many of you understand? So changing your life when you go home is not about kicking the cat out, kicking the wife out, leaving the husband, abandoning the children, although sometimes those things are in order. But it's not, that is not change. Real change happens when you have reached the end of your thinking and have not resolved a question. And that the whole process of thinking is to come to a question.